Live from the Fortress of Freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Thursday, June 20th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. A Syrian refugee that came to America just 3 years ago has been arrested in a plot to bomb a Christian church in Pennsylvania. He also swore his allegiance to ISIS, but don't worry. Our immigration system's working just fine. They said so. Number two, Democrats finally figuring out that the enthusiasm gap could be a very serious problem for them in 2020. I mean, think about this. What Democrat would inspire their followers to camp out for 2 days just to see the show? And number one, a letter from Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has sparked more debate about Line 5 and whether or not Michigan should shut down the critical energy it provides to the region. Governor Whitmer may be overruled by the newly self-appointed Governor Dana Nessel. High drama in Lansing, to say the least. If you haven't heard this letter from Mike DeWine of Ohio, let me share it with you. It was written earlier this week. It was written earlier this week and sent to Governor Whitmer here. And I say Governor Nessel because for all intents and purposes, I think the Attorney General thinks she is the governor. Self-appointed. She will be the one that solely decides whether Line 5 remains open or gets closed. She's made that kind of clear. She'll decide what laws apply and what rules apply and who's a protected class. She's made that clear. Dana Nessel believes she has all the power, and maybe she does because it doesn't seem that anybody's reeling it in. But here's the letter from Mike DeWine dated June 17th to the Honorable Gretchen Whitmer, Governor of Michigan. Dear Governor Whitmer, thank you for taking the time to meet with me in Milwaukee over the weekend, as we discussed. I certainly understand and appreciate the challenges you face as you balance the environmental and economic threats that currently face our states. Lieutenant Governor John Husted and I appreciate that you are evaluating the situation in regards to Line 5 in a comprehensive manner and are considering the effect that any resolution may have on the entire region. Ohio has two refineries near the border that supply a significant percent of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel to Ohio and southeast Michigan. In fact, our refineries supply the majority of aviation fuels to Detroit Metro Airport that cannot currently be replaced in any significant capacity without Line 5. As you know, losing Line 5 would also put more than 1,000 good-paying union jobs at risk in both Ohio and Michigan. Our states have much at risk in terms of potential fuel price spikes, lost jobs, airline schedule disruptions, and lost transportation project funding. We ask that you please consider options to improve the safety of Line 5 that does not result in taking the pipeline offline. If we can be of any assistance as you continue to evaluate the situation and seek resolution, do not hesitate to call. Very respectfully yours, Mike DeWine, Governor, Ohio. You see, this is how critical Line 5 is. And keep in mind, Enbridge has stepped up and offered to build a tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac, 100 feet beneath the bottom of the straits, so that energy can be transported back and forth between the upper and lower peninsula. And as you know, these energy supplies, whether it's natural gas or oil or whatever it may be, it goes both directions back and forth. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan almost solely dependent on propane, for example, to heat their homes in the winter. For those listening in Marquette and Sault Ste. Marie and Iron Mountain, you know what I'm talking about. Propane is the way you heat your homes. And so Enbridge has stepped up with a $500 million proposal, said we'll build this, made a deal with the Snyder administration, put it all in writing, made a deal, started to move forward, and then, of course, they were shut down and brought to a standstill by Attorney General Dana Nessel in a ruling she gave back to the state on the request of Governor Whitmer. But here we stand with Line 5 still at the bottom of the straits, exposed to the possibility of an anchor strike, if you will. It was hit by an anchor, I believe, last year. It did not compromise Line 5. In fact, over the more than 60 years it's been there, I'm not sure there's ever been a major significant issue with Line 5 or its integrity. But those on the left, of course, they despise energy. They don't like energy. They don't like oil. They don't like fossil fuels. They blame it for everything. Capitalism and energy are the two big crises facing mankind. Ask any leftist. Ask any liberal, any Democrat. You'll find out in short order. global climate change, global warming, and capitalism are the two existential threats to humankind as we know it. But Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio knows that if you shut down Line 5, it's not just Michigan that gets pinched. It is the entire region. Numerous refineries, including the ones in Ohio. And as he points out in the letter, there is no way to replace the jet fuel, the aviation fuel that goes to Detroit Metro Airport. Cannot currently be replaced in any significant capacity without Line 5, he writes. And then says, as you know, losing Line 5 would also put more than 1,000 good-paying union jobs at risk in Ohio and Michigan. Our states have much at risk. So you look at the cost of doing business. If you shut down Line 5, the cost at the pump for you and I living in Michigan will be significantly increased. The cost of flying out of Detroit or Flint or Grand Rapids, all of these places, I assume, would be pinched, because if you take the aviation fuel away from Detroit that's going there now, well, the folks in Detroit are going to try to find it somewhere. And that, of course, will impact the supply available to Flint, Lansing, Grand Rapids, Traverse City, wherever there's an airport. So Mike DeWine, I mean, is fairly thinly veiled. I mean, he's saying, listen, don't do this. Don't do this. Our refineries supply gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel to Ohio and Southeast Michigan. So it's time for resolution. It's time for resolution on this matter. It's time to move forward. And I think it's safe to say it's time to figure out where Dana Nessel stands when it comes to who's in charge around here. I mean, she has flexed her political muscle. Her muscle is the Attorney General. And as an elected official, she's a strong attorney general. She cannot be replaced by the governor. They're both Democrats, and that's about where it ends right now. I can't believe that just 5 or 6 months into this administration of Gretchen Whitmer that you have this kind of a disconnect with the attorney general's office, but it appears to be the case. So much so that the governor of Ohio can see the red flags, and he's writing a letter saying, whoa, if you do that, you'll disrupt the entire region. The economic damage you will do not just to Michigan, but to Ohio and Ontario and the other states, including Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin. It'll be measured in the billions of dollars, the damage that'll be done financially to this entire region. Probably not something the people in Michigan want to run on come 2020's general election. Oh, by the way, yeah, we're the ones that caused the jet fuel prices in Detroit to skyrocket. We're the ones that caused the gasoline prices to skyrocket. We're the ones that caused all of this disruption in energy distribution. Pretty sure they don't want to see that, and that's why the governor of Ohio is spot on and accurate with his letter to the governor of Michigan. He knows there's a big problem looming if Line 5 shuts down. So why don't we do the right thing, the common sense thing? And say, you know what, Enbridge, how generous of you. How incredibly generous of you. Let's go ahead and pursue that tunnel and get that done immediately. It's the Steve Rivers Show on a Thursday.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business Moving Michigan forward.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our Republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans. A proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.